Back here in Oswego, it is Opie leading 36-18 at the half. And Dylan, I just think they just have to come out and be aggressive again this second half.
Yeah, and you know, it's became a game where they've just taken control, and Opie just needs to take care of business. And on the drive down here, Ken, we were talking about how Opie or Coach Slay's teams in Substate at this point of the season have struggled, and you mentioned it's happened a couple times when Slay was over at Chase County.
Yeah, but tonight, though, this team is coming out with a lot of focus. Because, Dylan, you were sitting next to me up at Harrington a few years ago.
I remember that.
When Chase County was just flat. And now Flynn Hills has the ball going right to left across your radio dial. Alex Scribner has it, tries to get it in underneath to Harley Randall. Randall's shot's up, no good. She's going to be fouled. That's going to be number three on Katie Robert.
And Katie glad that she didn't get that third foul at the end of the first half.
At the free throw line, it's Harley Randall. Randall's free throw is up and good. Randall's first point on the night. Harley Randall, Alex Scribner, Tegan Carney, Riley White, and Paige Corder in the game for Flint Hills. Second free throw is up and good by Harley Wright. And Millie Bailey along with Katie Roberts, Jenna Smith, Ava Clark, and McKenna Broyles in the game for Opie. It looks like a 3-2 zone being put on, or 2-1-2 zone being put on by Flint Hills right off the bat. Ball goes in the right side to Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith tries to get it in underneath the McKenna Broyles. Ball knocked out of bounds by Riley White. So it'll stay with Opie.
And Opie's just got to figure out a way not to have Flint Hills cut this to a 10-point game if a little run happens.
Millie Bailey gets it out to Katie Robert for three. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Flint Hills. And we're going to get a turnover by Riley White. That ball, she dribbled it a little too high that time there, Dylan.
Yeah.
Just went boom.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
No, your dribble should not go over your head. Katie Robert with it, gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball up. Now they try to get it in underneath, but ball gets tipped back out to Millie Bailey. Now it goes right corner, Jenna Smith. Back up to Bailey. And we're going to get a timeout called by Opie coach Ron Slaymaker. We'll take a timeout too. 7:09 to go in the third quarter. Opie 36, Flint Hills 20. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Katie Roberts with the basketball up top. Gives the ball to the right side to Ava Clark. Down in the corner goes to Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith drives baseline, dishes it out to Millie Bailey. Jumper's up and good. A long two for Millie Bailey. Millie now with nine and leads back up to 38-20. Alex Scribner is going to get called for traveling.
The turnovers continue to rack up. That is turnover number 15 against Flint Hills.
And now here comes Opie with the basketball. Katie Roberts has it. Gets the ball on the right side. Ava Clark. Clark picks up her dribble. Gives it back to Katie Robert on the right wing. Katie back up top. Now they go right corner to Jenna Smith. Back up to Millie Bailey. Bailey dribbles in. Now dishes it off to Smith. Smith goes across the court. Now they get it back up to Katie Robert. Roberts, spin move, gets inside, shots up, no good. Rebound tipped out. It's going to go to Flynn Hills. And Katie, coach probably's going, no, don't. Oh, well, you didn't get a foul called on you. Now ball's up top for Harley Randall. Randall gets it in the corner to Tegan Carney's three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound tipped out. They're going to say off the hands of Katie Robert. It will stay with Flynn Hills.
Yep, and Katie just trying to get that rebound and just not let Flint Hills try to get back in this.
Jumper's up and no good by Harley Randall. Rebound to Olpe. Here comes Katie Robert with it. Robert gets ball left side. Back up to Robert. Robert for three. No good. Rebounded by Millie Bailey. And then Bailey tries to go baseline, loses the ball out of bounds. She thought it went out of bounds off of the foot of Riley White, but the referee didn't agree with her.
Well, I mean, turnovers are going to happen at any point of this game, even if it's an 18-point game.
Yes. Now the ball, Alex Scribner picks up a dribble, gives it off to Tegan Carney. Tegan Carney layup, good, and a foul. Basket is good. Foul is going to be on Ava Clark, her second. And Lily Skalski, along with Grace Coughlin, but checking back in the game for the Lady Eagles. Skalski and Coughlin provided a spark off the bench, didn't they?
Both of them did.
Tegan Carney's free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound going to be tied up, or a foul. We're going to see. It's going to be a tie up going over to Olpe.
And again, Olpe finding ways to force those turnovers.
And now Katie Robert gets it across the timeline. Now the free throw line, goes the ball to the left side to Skalski. Skalski can't handle the pass, and another turnover by Olpe. And now they've lost a little bit of that focus, haven't they?
Yep, and turnovers getting about even. Now it's 17-15. Flint Hills with 17, the Lady Eagles with 15.
Inbounds pass comes in to Scribner. Alex Scribner gets free throw line. Shots up. Good. Alex Scribner now with 8. Cuts the lead to 14. And now left side Millie Bailey gets it in. They go the left side to Lily Skalski. Skalski drives in. Shots up. No good. Rebound by Skalski. Puts the ball on the floor and then gets called for traveling. She just lost her balance is what happened on that one.
And Ken, I don't like saying the words point blank range, but Lily missed one from point blank range.
Yes, yes. Flint Hills, chance to cut into this lead. That was 18 points. Chance to cut it to 12. They get the ball inside. Shot is up and no good by Harley Randall. And there's a jump ball on the rebound.
And I didn't think that was a jump.
No, Grace Coughlin didn't agree with it, but
she was tied up from behind.
Inbounds pass comes in. The good ball goes left side. Three-pointer is up and no good. And foul on the rebound on Flint Hills. Yeah, Paige Corner's not afraid to shoot the three.
They have not been scared tonight.
And that foul is on Alex Scribner. That should be Scribner's second personal foul. Second first team foul of the half on Flint Hills. Katie Roberts gets the ball left side. Now they get it down in the corner to McKenna Broyles, and she's going to get tied up. And that will go over to, I'll stay with Olpe. Lots and lots and lots of tie-ups here tonight.
Yeah. I think there's been somewhere between the 5 and the 10 range, Ken.
Yeah, yeah. And now the ball comes in up top to Katie Robert. Robert. Thought about popping the three, but decides to get it over the left side. Now to get it back to Broyles. Broyles goes to the right side to Robert. Robert gets it up to Ava Clark. Clark goes to the left side to Broyles. Broyles back across court to Clark. They get in underneath the Grace Coughlin. Coughlin gets the pass. Layup, good. Good job catching the ball by Grace Coughlin.
And that is the way Olpe needed to get an easy bucket.
Coughlin now with 4. And try to get the ball inside. Millie. And Millie Bailey comes up with the steal down to Katie Robert. Katie's going to have to bring it back out. No, she's going to just spin move and get called for traveling. Mm. Katie's going, what?
Now Opie has taken over because they've had the most turnovers in the game, 19, now 18 for Flint Hills.
Shot is up, no good by Alex Scribner. Rebound to McKenna Boyle. She gets it down the court. Millie Bailey layup, good. Millie Bailey now with 11. And the lead's up to 18 again, 42-24.
And you notice, Ken, they're doing it with a small lineup.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get a foul away from the basket on Grace Coughlin. You know, Grace had that look like I'm the post player and I'm trying to go for a steal out front. And we're still up by 18.
Right.
They get the ball inside. There's going to be a foul on the drive to the basket. Foul is going to be on Millie Bailey. Her third. So now you've got three Lady Eagles, Grace Coughlin, Katie Robert, and Millie Bailey with three fouls each. Inbounds pass comes in up top. Now they get the ball right side to Emily. Over to Emily Scribner. Her three-pointer's up, no good. Here comes Opie on the break. Layup by Katie Robert, no good. Rebound to Flint Hills. They get the ball down the court to Harley Randall. Randall can't handle the pass. Good job by that time by Ava Clark of reading that pass, getting over and tipping it off of her.
And things just, you know, you just can't, you got to take care of the ball. Mm-hmm. Take care of the ball. And if people, both these teams coughing it up, you know, this game is out of reach right now, and there's going to be some adjustments made tomorrow for Coach Ron Slaymaker and company.
That it is. Ball goes right side. Millie Bailey layups. Not a layup, but a driving shot. No good. She's fouled. That foul is going to be on Tegan Carney. That's her fourth for Flint Hills. And the second team foul of the half on the Lady Mustangs. Which will have Opie and Flint Hills again tomorrow on the boys' side.
Yeah, that'll be the first game as well.
And the layup, free throw is up and good by Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey now with 12. She's got five here in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. And a foul on the rebound.
Are they going to have her reshoot shot. It?
I think they're going to get foul on the shot because Grace Coughlin ended up. Basket's good.
So they counted it.
Yep.
All right.
And a foul on the rebound on Paige Corder. That's her third.
Well, an extra opportunity for Opie.
Yeah, now the ball gets to McKenna Broyles. Left side, Katie Robert for three. Good!
That was a beautiful pass from McKenna Broyles.
Katie Robert now with 13, and the lead's up to the largest lead of the night at 23, 47-24. They had it down within 12. Flint Hills did, and Opie's been on a run since then. Pressure being put on. Now the ball up top to Paige Corder. Paige gets the ball right side, gets it in underneath. Ball stolen away, coming up with it. Going to be a tie up there between Millie Bailey and Emily Scribner. Jenna Smith back in the game, along with Ava Clark.
Katie Robert going to get a well-deserved breather for the Eagles.
Yes, she is. And she's still talking, though, on that sideline. Well, three-pointer is up and good by Paige Corder. She finally got one to go. She's got nine for Flint Hills. Cuts the lead to 20, 47-27. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the left side. Now they get it back up. Swing it right side to Millie Bailey. Bailey gets inside. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Corder. Now Bailey with the steal. Skalski. Skalski gets it out to Avis. Clark shots up, no good. Rebound to Flint Hills. Pressure again being put on the backcourt by the Eagles.
Again, there's that point-blank range. Opie had an easy opportunity.
Jumper is up and no good by Emily Scribner. Rebound to Opie. We're going to give a carry there by Lily Skalski. Now, Dylan, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
I like apple and cherry turnovers. But I don't think the coaches will. I bet you Coach Scribner likes apple or cherry turnovers. But these turnovers that they're getting tonight are not baked deliciousness.
Right, you are. Hey, you couldn't eat a joke every time during a broadcast.
Yeah, three-pointers up and good by Emily Scribner. And cuts the lead to 17, 47 to 30. Ball gets inside to Coughlin. Coughlin gets underneath to Skalski. Layup good. Beautiful pass that time by Grace Coughlin in the Lily Skalski. Skalski now the third Lady Eagle in double figures with 11. Now the three-pointer is up and no good by Alex Scribner. Foul on the rebound.
Skalski got the rebound.
Foul is going to be on Riley White. Her second. Oh, are they going to say it's her first?
Yes, that's correct.
And now here comes Lily Skalski with the basketball. Lily dribbles over to the left side. Down the corner goes to Jenna Smith. Back up to Lily Skalski. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound to Paige Corder up for Flynn Hills. She gets it out to Emily Scribner. Emily Scribner takes it in the paint. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Good job by both Grace Coughlin and Ava Clark. Got their hands on that basketball and prevented an easy layup. Instead, they'll be inbounding it underneath their own basket for Flynn Hills. They're going to get a traveling call on Harley Randall. Yeah, I just had to do the turnover thing. We got a lot of them here in this ball game.
And I think this is where Opie needs to just milk the clock and just get the best shot possible to end the third.
Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it back up left side. Ava Clark. Clark drives in. Shot up off the glass and good.
She banked it in.
Yep, running one-hander that time by Ava Clark. She's got four. And the lead's back up to 21. 6 seconds to go. Three-pointer. Going to get a foul on the three-pointer on Ava Clark. And Coach Slaymaker just put his hands over his head like, why, with 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it could get to an under a 20-point game.
That is the third on Ava Clark. Free throw is up, and it is no good.
And Corder, we've seen it all night, Ken. She's not afraid to shoot, and she's made one from distance.
That she has, but she's struggling from the free throw line tonight. 2 of 5 so far. Second free throw is up and good. She'll get a third. She's now the lone Mustang in double figures with 10. And free throw number 3. Free throws up and no good. Rebound comes out to a quarter. She launches a three again. Shots up, no good. And that'll do it for the third quarter of action. And at the end of three, it is the Opie Lady Eagles 51, Flynn Hills 31. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual bull female sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksandAngus.com for more information. Opie High.
Opie has the ball to start off the fourth quarter here. Kenzie Curzon has it, gives the ball right side to Grace Coughlin. Coughlin gets it back up top. Three-pointer by Ava Clark is up, no good. Rebound two, Alex Scribner for Flynn Hill. She gets it off to Harley Randall. Harley Randall's jumper's up, no good. Rebound to Alex Scribner. She gets it, kicks it back out to Tegan Carney. Carney now picks up her dribble, gives it up. The right side three-pointer's up and no good by Harley Randall. And the rebound going to be a tie-up, and it'll stay with Flynn Hills.
And that's where the thing this game has just gone back and forth with the tie-ups.
Mm-hmm. Now a steal on the inbounds pass by Lily Skalski. She's taken at the distance. She's going to be fouled out front, which is probably preventing an easy layup. Foul is on Emily Scribner. And now Opie gets the inbounds pass. They tried to force it in to Ava Clark and had the ball stolen away. That just was not a good decision by McKenna Broyles because that pass wasn't there. And I think that's something that Coach Slaymaker is like, you just make the easy play.
Yeah.
Alex Scribner gets it across the timeline. A 2-1-2 zone being put on by Opie. And Scribner gives the ball to the right side to Tegan Carney. Back up to Alex Scribner. Alex going to get called for traveling. And if we have the same officials in the second game, Dylan, then the people in the second game need to be watching this.
Oh, most definitely.
Millie Bailey back in the game along with Katie Robert for Opie. Skalski gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles in, gives this off the left side to Robert. Now left wing to Skalski. Skalski gets it back up to Robert. Robert thought about the three but decides not to. Sip gets it inside to Curzon. Curzon has the ball knocked away. Skalski comes up with it. Now right side to Bailey. Bailey, jumper, no good. Rebounded to Flynn Hills. Paige Corder has it. Gives the ball to right side to Carney. Carney tries to get it in to Emily Scribner. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. 6:32 to go here in the ballgame. Opie with a 20-point lead. Timeout called by Flynn Hills. We'll just keep it right here. 6:32 to go. It is 51-31. Opie with the lead. And I think they're going to say that this needs to be a 60. But we're going to keep it right here. 51-31. And looks like Opie, they're not in cruise control just yet.
No.
But coach coming out in that zone. Coach coming out in that zone. Defense just throwing a little bit of a wrinkle in the curve there for Flynn Hills.
I mean, it's a 20-point game. If Opie just wants to keep things going here, just get a rhythm going this final 6.5 minutes, get one day of practice, get ready for most likely Madison on Saturday afternoon here from Oswego.
The inbounds pass comes in the left side to Tegan Carney. Tegan Carney's jumper's up, no good. Foul on the shot. Or are they going to call it on the rebound? Nope, it's going to be on the shot. Foul is on.
Foul's on Curzon.
Foul's on Kinsey Curzon. That is Kinsey's first foul. Tegan Carney at the free throw line. Shot is up and no good. Tegan Carney, 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Riley White back in the game for Flynn Hills. Carney's second free throw attempt is up and good. Tegan Carney with 5 points. Now Katie Roberts pushes it in underneath to Kinsey Curzon, and she's fouled.
I think we're going to be here a while if the fouling continues.
Yeah, Alex Scribner gets called on the foul. That will be number 3 on Alex.
Could be a free throw shooting game here down the stretch.
Free throw is up and no good by Kenzie Curzon. Second free throw is up and no good by Curzon. Rebound foul on the rebound. I think they're going to get that on Millie Bailey. Yep, it's going to be on Millie. That is her fourth. And at the free throw line, it's free throws up and good by Harley Randall. She's 3 for 3 tonight from the free throw line. She's got all three of her points from the line. 6:22 to go here in the ballgame. Second free throws up and good. Randall with 4 points. Cuts the lead to 51-34. Katie Roberts gets it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Now gets the ball off to McKenna Broyles. McKenna picks up her dribble over there. Now gets it up to Katie Roberts. Robert picks up her dribble. Goes to the right side. Millie Bailey. Bailey down in the corner to McKenna Broyles. Back up to Bailey. Right side to Broyles. Now cross-court pass is going to be a little awry. Good effort that time by Katie Robert, and good effort to avoid the fans over there, too.
And I think there are a lot of them are Opie fans.
Yes, they are. Speaking of good officials, I see Al Brown sitting over there on the front row.
Al knows how to make an appearance.
Yes, he does. Now the ball goes to the left side. Ball stolen by Kenzie Curzon. Curzon with it, getting it across the timeline. Now gets it over to Millie Bailey. Bailey gets it inside to Lily Skalski. Layup good. Lily Skalski now with 13.
Three Lady Eagles, all each with 13.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that's why they have the 53-34 lead. And now inside the ball goes over to Harley Randall. Layup good. Harley Randall with 6. Cuts the lead down to 53-36. Right side, Lily Skalski has it. Gets it up to Katie Robert. Katie Roberts' shot is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Flint Hills. So we're going to check in with Jana Smith and Grace Coughlin. And now Emily Scribner back in the game for Flint Hills. Ava Clark back in the game now for Opie. All right, nobody else can switch in right now. We're running a little crazy.
That's why when I do play-by-play for Emporia High and I run my iPad with the stats, it gets pretty chaotic when I have to sub everybody.
Emily Scribner with the steal layup. Katie Scribner with the steal and layup. Shot's no good. Emily Scribner put it back up. No good. Here comes Katie Robert the other way. Layup good. She says she wants 15 to be out in front.
Half of 30.
Yep. 55-36. 19-point lead for Opie. Ball goes in the corner. Now they try to get it in underneath to Paige Corder, and a foul on Grace Coughlin. That'll be Grace's fourth foul.
Remember, Corder just went 1 of 3 right before the end of the third quarter, Ken.
Yeah, let's see if she can get it to go here. She is 3 for 7 tonight from the line.
And she also has 9 rebounds.
Now, free throws up, no good. Rebounded by Jenna Smith. She gives it off to Katie Robert for Opie. Down the court it goes. Ava Clark, layup, no good. She's fouled. Foul is going to be on Emily Scribner, her fourth. She's the only... She's one of two Lady Mustangs with 4 fouls. Free throw is up and no good by Ava Clark. What's Opie tonight from the line?
Let me get that up. After that miss, 9 of 16.
They were hot early on.
Yes, they were.
Second free throw is up and good. Ava Clark now with five. And now ball almost stolen away, but comes up in the hands of Scribner. Scribner shots up, no good. Alex Scribner misses another three-pointer. Here comes Opie with it.
Grace Coughlin with just a great box out, but they turn it back over.
Yeah, Skalski got the ball stuck on her hip. Alex Scribner now gets it across the timeline. I think the freshman has played pretty well for Flint Hills out there at the point guard.
Oh, definitely. And they were a 13-win team coming in, 13-8. I mean, still a good season for a young group.
Yes. Now, turnover by Emily Scribner. Yeah, they started four sophomores and a freshman.
Wow. 25 turnovers apiece.
Ooh.
Like you mentioned, they're not baked.
No. Now the ball goes to the left side to Grace Coughlin. She gets it back up. Now three-pointer by Ava Clark is up, no good. Rebound by Jenna Smith. She gets it up to Ava Clark. Clark drives in. Shot is up and no good, but she's fouled.
Ava Clark was wide open from about 23 feet out, and it just rattled out on her.
I think Coach is like, we're up 20.
Yeah.
if this was a five-point game, I might be a little more concerned. Ava's free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good. Timeout called by Coach Ron Slaymaker. We'll take a timeout too. 3:20 to go here in the ballgame. It is Olpe 57, Flint Hills 36. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Olpe Chicken House. Since 1958, the Olpe Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
57-36, Olpe with the lead. Looks like they'll advance to Saturday's championship game, which will be at 5:30, not 6. So if you get here at 6, you're going to be late. So it'll be at 5:30 on Saturday when they'll take on the winner of the second game here tonight between Madison and Press. The ball goes inside. Shot is up and good by Paige Corder. She's got 12. And now Lily Skalski has it on the right side. Picks up the dribble. Gets it up top to Ava Clark. And Ava Clark's traveling.
Coach Slay.
Not happy.
Not happy. Got to be able to finish down the home stretch.
Yeah, ball goes left side. Now they get it in underneath. Ball stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Ava Clark, and she's fouled. That's going to be number five on Emily Scribner. Yeah. Number five on number five. Emily Scribner fouls out with 3 points on the night. And now in the game for the Lady Mustangs is Caitlin Corder, another freshman. The only senior on the team is Madison Alvord, and she hasn't seen much playing time here tonight. Free throw is up and no good by Ava Clark. Rebound two, though, the Lady Eagles. Three-pointer by Katie Roberts up, no good. Now rebound by Grace Coughlin, And Grace Coughlin got popped. They had a head-to-head. Head-to-head meeting there between Madison and Alvord. Between Madison and Alvord. And Grace Coughlin. Tie-up will stay with Opie. Ball goes right side, Katie Robert. Katie, spin move, gets inside. Shots up. Good, but they're going to say fouled on the... She was fouled on the floor. I'm going to go, can we decline the penalty and take the two? That foul, by the way, was on Riley White. That's her third. Free throws up and no good by Katie Robert. Second one is up and good by Katie. Katie now with 16 points tonight, leading all scorers in the game. 58-38, 2:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Alex Scribner takes it to the right side, gives it up. Through a long three-pointer, but it's up and no good by Tegan Carney. And here comes Katie Robert. She traveled.
And the turnovers continue.
Ball goes to the left side. We're going to get another turnover. That one on Flynn Hills. That one was on Caitlin Corder. Now ball comes in. Ava Clark gets the ball left side. Jumper by Grace Coughlin's up. No good. Rebound. We're going to get a foul on the rebound on Jenna Smith. And it looks like we're going to get substitutions here.
Yeah. Cleared of inches with 2 minutes to go.
You know what, though? If you're Coach Slaymaker, you're going, we got a 20-point win. I'll take it. We'll discuss everything else on the way home.
Yeah.
At the free throw line, Tegan Carney. First free throw is on the way up, and it is no good. And now checking in the game for the Opie Lady Eagles, Gracie Sheevy, a junior. Back in the game, Kenzie Curzon. And also in the game, Auburn Garriott. Free throw by Carney is up and good. Tegan Carney with six. And here comes Gracie Sheevy with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Ball goes to the left side to Ava Clark for three. No good. Rebounded by Flynn Hills and then a foul. Coach Slade's just like, why?
Yeah. Why foul? Just extending this game longer.
A timeout going to be called by Opie and Coach Ron Slaymaker because Slay still wanted to talk to the kids some.
And they
got another game to prepare for. 1:47 to go here in the ballgame, 58-39. Flynn Hills, Opie with the lead. We'll just keep it right here with 1:47 to go. And Dylan, it's a good win if you're the Lady Eagles tonight, but with the game to go, coming up on Saturday night, you got to worry about the turnovers and the fouls.
And a third matchup with potentially Madison.
Yes. And
matchup that separates the town by two towns by 10 miles can be played 2 hours away from each other.
Yeah, but I expect a lot of those two towns to be here on Saturday.
Are you going to shut down Opie and Madison just to come down to Oswego?
Oh,
yeah.
Because
it could be a possible doubleheader between the two teams for a state berth.
Yeah, I expect it. I would expect this gym to be filled on Saturday. And remember, the girls' game, it will be at 5:30.
Yep.
At the free throw line. Free throw is up, and it is good. At the line, it is Caitlin Corder. She gets her first point of the night. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound, though, comes down to foul is going to be on 40. Briley Heimgartner. Her first at the free throw line is Aubrey Garriott. Auburn's free throw is up. Good. Gets in the scorebook.
Getting a well-deserved round of applause from some of the old people across the way.
Second one by Garriott is up and no good. Rebound to Flint Hills. And now with it, Alex Scrimmer gives the ball around the right side. Three-pointers up and good by Tegan Carney. She's got nine. And cuts the lead to 59-43, 16-point lead. Lily Skalski gets inside, shots up, no good. Rebound to Flint Hills. They get the ball taken. Carney has it. Takes it baseline all the way in. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Loose ball comes up in the hands of Grace Sheevy for Opie. Sheevy down the court. Layup. Lily Skalski. Good. Lily now with 15 off the bench for 15 points. And she had six in a row. That was huge in the first quarter,
yes.
Dylan.
Yes.
And under a minute to go. 61-43. Opie with the lead. And three-pointers up, no good. Lily Skalski has it. Skalski drives down. We're going to get an offensive foul on Lily Skalski.
That was a very late call by the official near midcourt, but it was clearly a charge.
Yeah, I think he was like, do I have to call that?
Yes.
But, yes, I do.
Oh, the Flint Hills fan said that was unnecessary.
No.
Well, game's over.
Yep. Yeah.
Game's over in 42 seconds.
Tegan Carney with it. Out front ball stolen, almost stolen by Grace Sheevy. And Tegan Carney's going to pick up the foul. And Grace Sheevy's going to go to the free throw line. I think that's number five on Tegan Carney.
Yep.
Carney fouls out with 9 points on the night. The sophomore getting a nice ovation here. If she would have made half of her free throws, she would have gotten more.
Yeah.
So Grace Sheevy now at the free throw line. Free throw is on the way up, and it is good. Grace is in the book. Ten Lady Eagles in the scorebook tonight.
That is very, very great. Great and to see.
Multiple choice there on getting in the lane on two Flint Hills players and one Opie player, and they're going to say it's on Opie.
Well, at least Grace got one.
Yes, she did. One for two. And 30 seconds to go. Okay. They get the ball out front. Now left side it goes to Karen Gleason. Now the ball stolen away by Lily Skalski. And Coach Slaymaker's just calling a quick timeout to get substitutes in. I like that. That's a good rule that they've instituted.
Yep.
And we're just going to keep it right here with 18 seconds to go. And coming in the game for Opie will be Cameron Teemeyer along with Kayla Steinke. So everybody gets in the game tonight for Opie.
Yep. Most definitely.
Opie High School postseason.
And so the Lady Eagles, still a nice win here tonight.
Yes, most definitely. And one day of prep to get ready for either Madison or Colony Crest.
So 18 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Pass comes inbound to Caitlin Corder. It's Gracie Sheevy. The ball goes to the right side. Layup is up and good by Kayla Steinke. And that's going to do it. The final score here tonight It's the Opie Lady Eagles advancing to the championship game on Saturday with a 64-43 victory over the Flint Hills Lady Mustangs. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386. It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities. Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Back here on the Rich Door Company postgame show, and Dylan, tonight it was domination from beginning to end by the Lady Eagles.
Yep, good win for Opie, and we thought it was going to be close for a while, and then that run towards the end of the first quarter, which was a big part by Lily Skowski, was a difference maker tonight.
Yeah, Lily just came off the bench, and her and Grace Coughlin came off the bench and got 8 straight points. That's huge for a team that, if in a close game, Dylan, to pull that far ahead.
Yeah, and this is just good confidence for the Opie Lady Eagles heading into Saturday.
Yeah, well, they'll take on the winner of the game coming up here in a little bit on Country 101.7 FM. But let's give you a rundown of the stats here for tonight's game. Stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Leading the way for Flint Hills tonight was Paige Corder with 12 points. They got 9 from Tegan Carney, 8 from Alex Scribner, 6 points from Harley Randall, 2 points each from Riley Wright and McKenna and Madison Albert, the lone senior on the team. They got 3 points from Emily Scribner and 1 point from Caitlin Corder for Opie. 11 players scored tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
That's pretty impressive. They got 16 from Katie Robert, 15 from Lily Skalski, 13 from Millie Bailey, 6 points from Ava Clark, 2 points each from Jenna Smith, McKenna Broyle, Kinsey Curzon, and Kayla Steinke. They got 4 from Grace Coughlin and 1 point each from Auburn Garriott and Gracie Sheevy. How about the team stats, Dylan?
All right, first for Flint Hills, they were 14 of 49 from the field, 29%, 3 of 16 from beyond the arc for 19%. They were 12 of 23 from the free throw line for 52%. 31 rebounds and 29 turnovers for Flint Hills, leading rebounder for the Lady Mustangs. was Paige Quarter with 9. For the victorious Opie Lady Eagles, they were 24 of 51 from the field for 47%. They were 2 of 11 from beyond the arc, that's 18%. 14 of 26 from the free throw line, that's 54%. 43 rebounds, including a team-high 10 from Grace Coughlin, and the Lady Eagles had 26 turnovers.
The stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Dylan, just a great night if you're an Opie Lady Eagle.
Yeah, most definitely. And got a good one coming up, and hopefully it's a Lyon County League showdown Saturday night in the first game.
So the final score here tonight, Opie 64, Flint Hills 43. We'll be back with the game between Madison and Colony Crest on Country 101.7 FM.